Hello, I'm Scott Cullen, and welcome to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's episode is brought to you by Locker Room, a free audio-only social media platform for sports fans. Download it for free in the iOS App Store. Get into the conversation today. Today's episode, we're going to look at some weekend streaming options, dig deep on the waiver wire, give you some injury updates, some matchups and DFS value plays for Friday. But first, let's get through Thursday's games, and we'll go start with Philadelphia winning 3-2 at the Rangers. James Van Riemsdyk scoring a pair of goals for the Flyers, including one off his face. He's got 3 goals and 3 assists in his past 7 games, but overall, there's been a pretty serious market correction on Van Riemsdyk from earlier in the season. Flyers defenseman Ivan Provorov, he contributed a couple of assists. He has 9 points in his past 13 games, still a solid contributor down the stretch here for Philadelphia. Flyers goaltender Brian Elliott stopped 33 of 35 shots. He's rocking an .895 save percentage in 24 games this year. That's probably more games than the Flyers had anticipated playing Brian Elliott this season. Toronto went into Winnipeg, won 5-3. Andrew Kopp had a goal and assist for the Jets. He's 17 points his past 16 games. Fantastic season for him. Jets center Mark Scheifele had a goal and assist. He has 14 points in the past 11 games. Mason Appleton also chipped in a couple of assists for Winnipeg. For Toronto, right winger Mitch Marner had 2 goals and assist. He has 11 points and 29 shots on goal in the past 8 games. That shot output is something kind of interesting there for Marner, who's known more as a playmaker. And then Austin Matthews, he had a goal and 2 assists for Toronto. He's got 13 goals, 9 assists, 63 shots on goal in the past 14 games. Marner and Matthews, pretty dangerous. Boston won 5-1 at Buffalo. Brad Marchand, a goal and assist. He's got 9 points in the past 5 games. David Pasternak, goal and assist. He's got 9 points in the past 5 games. Matt Grzelcyk, Bruins defenseman, had a goal and assist. And Bruins rookie goaltender Jeremy Swayman stopped 29 of 30 shots. He's only played 6 games, but he's got a .943 save percentage. It'll be interesting to see how the Bruins handle their goaltending down the stretch here. You would certainly expect Tuukka Rask to be the number one, but with Yaroslav Halak out, how much time is Swayman going to get? And then I guess we'll wait and see what happens when Halak comes back. Buffalo, newly acquired Drake Caggiula, Riley Sheahan, Tobias Reeder, Rasmus Dahlin, and Henry Yokiharju all on the ice for 3 goals against in the loss. And then for Boston, Brad Marchand, Patrice Bergeron, David Pasternak, the perfection line on the ice for 3 goals for and none against. Washington won 1-0 at the Islanders in a shootout. Really no offense to speak of. So goaltender Semyon Varlamov stopped all 28 shots he faced. He has a .926 save percentage in 31 games this year. Big part of the Islanders' success. And Washington goaltender Ilya Samsonov stopped all 26 shots that he faced. Now, he only has a .904 save percentage in 17 games. The Capitals still need to try and get Samsonov in prime form as they head towards the playoffs. Columbus lost 3-1 at Tampa Bay. The hits keep on coming for the Blue Jackets. Blake Coleman scored a couple of goals for the Lightning. He's got 7 points in the past 8 games. Curtis McElhinney stopped 24 of 25 shots. He only has an .872 save percentage in 10 games this year, but it kind of gets glossed over because he's the backup to Andrei Vasilevsky, who's the favorite to win the Vezina Trophy. Carolina won 4-2 at Florida. Alexander Barkov scored both Panther goals, has 20 points in his past 16 games. For Carolina, Sebastian Aho scored a pair of goals, both shorthanded. He has 10 points in the past 9 games. Weir Martin Nichas had 3 assists. He's got 9 points in the past 8 games. And Carolina rookie goaltender Alex Nedeljkovic stopped 32 of 34 shots. He has a .933 save percentage in 18 games this year. And with Peter Mrazek out again, the opportunity is here for Nedeljkovic to kind of finish the season strong. New Jersey lost 5-1 at Pittsburgh. Brian Rust with a goal and assist for the Penguins. He has 5 goals and 5 assists in the past 7 games. Kasperi Kapanen returned to the Penguins lineup with a goal and assist. It's his first game in more than 4 weeks. Sidney Crosby had a goal and assist for Pittsburgh. He's got 25 points in the past 17 games. That's performing kind of like vintage Crosby there. And Teddy Bluger, goal and assist for the Penguins. He has 5 points in the past 4 games. Penguins defenseman Chris Letang added a couple of helpers. He's got 10 points in the past 9 games. And Tristan Jarry stopped 30 of 31 shots for Pittsburgh. Still only has a .908 save percentage in 32 games. A little shaky still in the Pittsburgh net. Penguins defenseman Brian Dumoulin was on the ice for 4 goals for and 1 against in the 5-1 win. And for New Jersey, Nico Hischier and Pavel Zacha both on the ice for 3 goals against. Now, the surprise of the night, Dallas goes into Detroit and gets spanked 7-3 by the Red Wings. Jakub Vrana, the new Red Wings winger, scored 4 goals. Gives him 5 goals and an assist in 4 games since he came over in that trade for Anthony Mantha. Detroit winger Sam Gagner had a goal and assist. Detroit defenseman Danny DeKeyser had 2 assists. Detroit defenseman Gustav Lindstrom had 2 assists. None of those guys has any kind of real fantasy value. Detroit winger Philip Zadina, who might have some tiny sleeper value, he had a couple of assists. Stars winger Tanner Caro had 2 assists. For Detroit, Vrana and Philip Zadina were both on the ice for 4 goals for. Defenseman Danny DeKeyser was on the ice for 3 goals for and none against. For Dallas, line of Jason Robertson, Radek Faxon, Blake Como, along with defenseman Esa Lindell and Jamie Oleksiak, they were all on the ice for 3 goals against. Colorado went into St. Louis and won 4-2. Jaden Schwartz scored a pair of goals for the Blues, and Tyler Bozak had a couple of assists. Bozak has 7 points during a 5-game point streak. Colorado, Andrei Burakovsky moved up to the top line with Mikko Rantanen out. Burakovsky scored a pair of goals. Nathan MacKinnon added 3 assists. MacKinnon has 21 points during a 12-game point streak. Gabriel Landeskog added a couple of assists. He's got 13 points in the past 10 games. Ottawa went into Vancouver and won 3-0. Senators winger Drake Batherson had a goal and assist. He's got 7 points in the past 6 games. And sends goalie Matt Murray a 31-save shutout. He still only has an .892 save percentage in 26 games, which that's a pretty tough season. But showing a little bit of signs of life lately that, you know, the Sens should probably play Murray quite a bit down the stretch here and hope that he can enter the offseason on a bit of a high. This year, the Locked On Podcast Network is partnering with the Draft Network to cover the NFL Draft live. Get insight and analysis from Locked On local experts and the Draft Network's national experts. Subscribe to the Locked On NFL YouTube page to watch live 3-day coverage of the NFL Draft April 29th through May 1st. So we're into crunch time for fantasy hockey. Let's take a look at some streaming options for next week. And we'll start with the Anaheim Ducks, or just go through teams who have 4 games. The Anaheim Ducks are running 4 games against the LA Kings. Max Comtois might be as good a bet as any for the Ducks. Got 5 points in the past 5 games. Certainly, if you can find John Gibson or Ricard Raquel, they probably have some value too. Arizona, who's got a couple of games at San Jose and then a couple against Vegas. Phil Kessel, the guy's managed 17 points his past 17 games. I'm not always sure how he does it. His shot rates are down this year, but still finds a way to put up points. Carolina, they have a couple games at Dallas, home games against Detroit and Columbus, and obviously the top guys are gone, but Nino Niederreiter available in more spots these days and has 7 points in his past 8 games, so worth adding him. Colorado, at St. Louis, at Vegas, 2 games against San Jose at home. May as well grab Andrei Burakovsky if he's if he's getting a shot on the top line with Mikko Rantanen out, there's a chance for real value there. In Dallas, Denis Gurianov. The Stars are at home to Carolina for a couple, which is it's not an easy schedule. And then they're at Tampa Bay and at Nashville. So this is not go out and get all the Dallas Stars you can. But Denis Gurianov got 7 points and 15 shots on goal in the past 5 games. He's starting to pick things up. For Detroit, where they're at Columbus, at Carolina, 2 at home against Tampa Bay, so it might be best to avoid the wings altogether. But Adam Ernie and Philip Zadina are a couple of guys who are getting some good late season run with the Red Wings. Don't know, you know, how much real value there is there, but you know, deep leagues or if you're a little bit desperate. And in Ernie's case, he can also give you some hits in addition to whatever scoring you get. For Edmonton, we got 2 games at Winnipeg, 2 games at home against Calgary. Obviously, the big guns are gone, but how about Jesse Puljujarvi? Has 4 goals and an assist in the past 5 games. Among the secondary options in Edmonton, Puljujarvi is still a pretty good one. Florida has 2 games at Nashville, 2 games at Chicago. How about new Panther, Sam Bennett? Has 3 goals, 2 assists, 15 hits in 4 games since joining the Panthers, playing with Jonathan Huberdeau and Anthony Duclair on their second line. This is, you know, the best version that you could hope to see of Sam Bennett. For the Kings, as we said, they've got all 4 of their games next week against Anaheim. And Andreas Athanasiou
The winger has 5 points in his past four games. And again, there aren't a ton of great secondary options for LA. So Athanasiou is probably as good as any. Montreal. Now, they're at Calgary, at home against Toronto, Winnipeg, and Ottawa. So they get a little tour of the North Division. And I don't know that I have high hopes for Montreal secondary scorers. What I would keep my fingers crossed for is hope they find a way to get Cole Caulfield in the lineup. And maybe you have to grab him and stash him and see what happens. Whether there's salary cap issues at play that are preventing Caulfield from getting into the lineup for Montreal right now. But as a guy who can shoot and score, when you have 30 goals in 31 games in college this year, it'd be interesting to get him into that Montreal lineup and see whether or not he can make a difference. For San Jose, with two games at home against Arizona, then two games at Colorado, the primary options aren't even great in San Jose. The secondary options aren't offering a whole lot. Among the guys available, I'll keep sending you to Kevin LeBanc, even though he hasn't been scoring a bunch lately. He does get lots of ice time playing on the top line, and he's generating shots. So the point total should start to come around for LeBanc again. For St. Louis, they're against Colorado and then at Minnesota for three. May as well go with Tyler Bozak, who has 7 points during a five-game point streak. Tampa Bay, they're at Chicago, at home to Dallas, and then two in Detroit. And the funny thing here, or maybe it's not so funny if you're a Lightning fan, is that a lot of their secondary guys have really hit a dry spell offensively. But Yanni Gourde, he's got 9 points in the past eight games. So he's probably not a bad one to add if available. And finally, Vancouver. They have two games at Ottawa, two games at Toronto. And may as well give rookie Nils Höglander a look. Go back kind of before the Canucks hiatus into the first couple games out of it. He has 7 points in his past eight games. And given the kind of lack of depth in Vancouver, there's plenty of opportunity here for Höglander to play and play quite a bit down the stretch as the Canucks try to kind of scramble into a playoff spot. Now, every episode, I recommend one player rostered in 5% or fewer of Yahoo leagues. Maybe a player to put on your radar for the future, or maybe you are going to have to rush to the waiver wire to get them. In any case, today we're going to go with Philadelphia Flyers winger Wade Allison. Now, he's rostered in 0% of Yahoo leagues, but he's getting a chance to play down the stretch. He was a second-round pick in 2016, played at Western Michigan University, had 9 points in eight AHL games before getting called up to the Flyers, where he has one goal in four games. And now this is probably more keeper league, see what kind of long-term interest there might be in Wade Allison, but he's at least getting a chance to play late in the season for the Flyers. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. They have a bunch of great flavors, and in their recent Built Bar Madness bracket contest, Coconut Brownie Chunk was their most popular bar, and it's available for a limited time. So if you're interested, head to builtbar.com and put in your order for a coconut brownie chunk. Now me, I'm more a peanut butter brownie and salted caramel, or the caramel brownie. You can tell that I stray towards the dessert flavorings of Built Bar, but they're soft and easy to chew, covered in 100% chocolate, and they're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and you know, they're a pretty tasty snack. But I also, you know, from my perspective, I when I was going to an outdoor boot camp, desperate for some exercise, I leaned into it by making Built Bar part of my post-workout routine. It gives my muscles the protein boost they need. So go to builtbar.com, use promo code LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at builtbar.com. The Ultimate Mock Draft 2021, presented by Locked On and Odyssey, is happening now. Featuring analysis from NFL experts Michael Irvin, Jason Lockenfora, and Brian Baldinger. Our local experts for every team are making trades and picking the next stars of their team. Search The Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 on the new Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey is your home for all the sports, podcasts, music, and news that matter to you. That's AUDACY. And send me your questions. I'm at @ByScottCullen on Twitter. The show is at @LO_FantasyNHL on Twitter. If you want to fire off an email, send it to LockedOnFantasyHockey@gmail.com. So let's take a look at some injury updates. We've got quite a list here before we dig into Friday's action on betonline.ag. And we'll start with Colorado, right where Mikko Rantanen has landed on the COVID-19 list. As we mentioned earlier, that Andrei Burakovsky is the one who gets the plum assignment of moving up to the Avalanche top line to play with Nathan MacKinnon and Gabriel Landeskog. I mean, the Avalanche trio with Rantanen is likely the best line in the league. So it's a pretty good spot for Burakovsky to step into. For Detroit, we've got Dylan Larkin out for the rest of the season with upper body injury. That puts him in the same company with Bobby Ryan, Tyler Bertuzzi, and Franz Nielsen, who are all announced to be out for the rest of the season for Detroit. And this is, not huge surprises, although Larkin had been playing until recently. And so the opportunity is here for others to step in. And I don't know that there are a lot of appealing options, but guys like Jakub Vrána and Filip Zadina are a couple guys who should get just all the ice time they can handle for Detroit down the stretch. Devils defenseman Ty Smith has an upper body injury, and Devils defenseman PK Subban is on the COVID-19 list. Devils goaltender Mackenzie Blackwood has an upper body injury, though he was at practice today, so I wouldn't worry so much about that one. Carolina goaltender Peter Mrazek has a lower body injury, which opens the door for Alex Nedeljkovic and James Reimer to continue kind of as a tandem down the stretch. Carolina defenseman Brady Shea dealing with a concussion, and Carolina winger Jordan Martinook has an undisclosed injury. Florida Panthers goaltender Chris Driedger dealing with a lower body injury. This might allow Spencer Knight to get a few more starts down the stretch, presuming that Sergei Bobrovsky doesn't start them all for the Panthers. Florida winger Mason Marchment also out with an upper body injury. Jets center Adam Lowry suffered an upper body injury against Toronto on Thursday. Rangers defenseman Jacob Trouba dealing with upper body injury. Then Mac Jones made his NHL debut for the Rangers on Thursday night. Chicago defenseman Calvin DeHaan out with a hip injury. Dallas Stars defenseman Sammy Vatanen with an upper body injury. Oilers right winger Zach Cassian, day-to-day with a lower body injury. Canucks winger Antoine Roussel out with an upper body injury. And Maple Leafs defenseman Zach Bogosian, upper body injury after an awkward fall into the end boards. It's quite a list as we head down the stretch. All right, let's take a look at Friday's schedule on betonline.ag. First up, we got the New York Rangers, -156 at home against Philadelphia. That's a pretty steep price to pay, but I mean, the Rangers have been one of the most prolific scoring teams over the past month, so I understand it. It might be more than I would like to pay, but I can see the rationale behind it. Now, Boston, -322 at Buffalo. I think the only reasonable play would be to take Boston minus a goal and a half. They should be favored and favored by a lot, but paying out those kinds of odds at 2.5 and 3 to 1 are that's asking for trouble. I'd consider Boston minus a goal and a half rather than paying -322. Nashville -132 at Chicago. It seems like Chicago might be fading out of the playoff race. And certainly if you're Nashville, that's what you would like it to seem like. But they could really kind of put in a nail in their proverbial coffin with a win tonight. Calgary -114 against Montreal. The Canadians seem to be a little, discombobulated at the moment, I guess. I mean, if you don't have Carey Price, you don't have Brendan Gallagher. There's room for some trouble. And at the same time, I don't necessarily feel great about Calgary because they're not exactly flying since Daryl Sutter took over either. But, if you had to pick, it probably makes sense that Calgary is slightly favored. Then we've got Minnesota -164 at Los Angeles. While they're probably deserving of that price, and the Kings, for as competitive as they've been this year, they're a clear underdog in this game because they just don't have the horses to keep up when it comes to scoring. So thanks to betonline.ag for those odds. Let's now take a look at a few DFS value plays for Friday. Skaters under $5,000 on DraftKings. And we'll start with Bruins center David Krejci. It's $4,100 at Buffalo. Krejci has 6 points in his past six games. And you know what happened 6 games ago? Taylor Hall landed on his line. So good for Krejci. Also good for Craig Smith, the right winger for the Bruins, who is $4,000 on DraftKings at Buffalo. Now, Smith, his production has been kind of ramped up for a while. He's got 16 points his past 14 games. But Krejci and Smith are both benefiting from having Hall on their wing. Nashville winger Eli Tolvanen returned from injury. He's $3,900 at Chicago. If you go back to his pre-injury, Tolvanen does have 11 points in his past 10 games. He's been a really valuable contributor to them as they went from being sellers headed towards the trade deadline to now a playoff team. Boston defenseman Mike Riley, $3,500 at Buffalo. And, you know, Riley has been exactly what Boston wanted. I don't know that many players could have been a better fit for what he's done. He has 4 assists and 17 shots on goal in 6 games since he was acquired by the Bruins from the Senators. Chicago defenseman Adam Boqvist is $2,700 against Nashville. Boqvist is back from a concussion. This is, a bit of a long shot play. When Boqvist is going, he has a chance to quarterback the power play and that, but coming back from injury, I'm not sure that he's necessarily getting those prime minutes right away. And Calgary goaltender Jacob Markstrom, $7,400 against a Montreal team that is struggling a bit. And not that Markstrom has been going great either, but he has a half-decent chance to give you some decent return at that price. So that will do it for today. Enjoy the games. Check out my work on The Athletic and McKean's Hockey, as well as scottcollinhockey.substack.com. Also, check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball, where season's in full swing now, and we're having some fun breaking things down there. Find these podcasts, subscribe, drop in a 5-star rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts. Stay locked in with Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily source for fantasy news and analysis.